According to the last census, nearly half of all Australians were born overseas or have at least one parent who was born overseas. Australians come from around 300 cultural backgrounds and about the same number of languages are spoken, including Indigenous languages. It's against this backdrop that the Advancing Community Cohesion Conference is taking place. Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, Zed Seselscher, says the role of the government is key to cohesion.
The Australian government plays an important role in ensuring Australia continues to be one of the most socially cohesive nations in the world. And we know that the economic and social integration by new migrants and their families is vital to their future. We provide a settlement framework, widely considered best practice, to help migrants integrate into Australian life. Along with refugees and other migrants who have helped Australia become one of the most diverse, prosperous and harmonious nations on earth, our governments, organisations, businesses, communities and individuals have helped build and maintain our social cohesion.
Since 1945, 7.5 million migrants have moved to Australia. Greens leader Richard Di Natale describes himself as a product of migrant Australia. He says the arrival of migrants and the exposure to different cultures promotes learning and respect.
So when you bring people to Australia, what you do is you challenge people who are in Australia to think in different ways, to actually learn from each other, and for us to grow collectively from that experience. It's a two-way transaction, not a one-way transaction. It allows us to settle on the things that we know are universal, that we will always hold on to: respect for our democratic institutions, for universal human rights, for making sure that we continue to provide opportunities for everybody. We learn from the many cultures that demonstrate a strong commitment to family, respect for elders, and they are things that help us as a nation grow together.
Mr. Di Natale cited Pauline Hanson's stunt in August, where she wore a burqa in the Senate, as an example of an act which would discourage social cohesion. But, he says, Australia isn't alone in confronting that issue.
When you look at what's happening globally, you recognise that what we have is, it's not a situation that's limited here in Australia. We have an unequal society in Australia. We have an unequal society across the world. And that is the condition under which we've seen the emergence of people like Donald Trump using fear and division. But right through Europe, where we're now seeing the emergence of far-right political groups in Austria and Germany, Marine Le Pen in France.
This week's gathering marks the second Advancing Community Cohesion Conference. Delegates include government ministers and officials, academics, researchers, religious leaders and scholars. The conference convener, Dr. Sev Ozdovsky, is the chair of the Australian Multicultural Council. He says multiculturalism and social cohesion go hand in hand.
When you compare the two definitions, the definition of multiculturalism and definition of social cohesion, you will find that they are almost perfect match. The same principle go through multiculturalism and through social cohesion. So I must say that the Australian multicultural policies and programs are really key contributors to cohesiveness in Australia.